I'm gonna give Sonny Liston talking lessons, boxing lessons, and falling down lessons.
Feed my sister and my daughter.
Because I bloody well stammer.
None of you will get my kingdom. I leave you nothing, and I wish you plague.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I'm glad that clip is back. My sister or my daughter. I love that one. That's my great. Friday, of course, time to talk movies with Christian Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, also co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John.
Thanks, John.
So I guess if they can make a movie about a guy falling in love with an operating system voice, right, they can make a movie about people who are just texting each other, and it's a horror movie, and Unfriended is the name. Let's have a clip.
Hey, guys.
What are you guys doing?
Hey, Mitch, who's your buddy?
Who is that?
I just tried to hang up on him.
Can we get rid of this person?
I don't know.
Is this here the whole time?
This is probably a glitch.
Well, the glitch just typed.
Who is doing this? This is Laura's account.
Who would hack into a dead girl's account?
Maybe it's Laura.
Laura, ooh, the lurker. So does this scare you, Kristen?
It did actually scare me. And more interestingly, it intellectually had my brain the whole time. This is a movie where you're just looking at one computer screen. We have half a dozen kids who are all Skyping each other. They're G-chatting. They're on their Facebook pages. We have all their different screens open. We see that they're doing Spotify music selections. And while all of this is happening, there are bad things happening because it's the one-year anniversary of the suicide of their friend Laura. And Laura killed herself after being cyberbullied. So all of this stuff kind of plays into the storyline. It's a little scary, but it's also just very brain-consuming, very fascinating.
Filmmaking, would we call this?
You know, I would almost call it DJing. I mean, you've got this and you've got different windows going on. You've got text on the screen. People are multitasking. Half the time, your heroine is being played by an actress, and half the time, she's just a cursor on the screen trying to close a window or open a window. You wouldn't think that would be that interesting to watch, but it's actually really effective. The whole movie takes place on her screen. You never cut away from the screen, and it unfolds in real time. I think something really creative and different has just been done with this movie. I really liked it a lot.
Was anyone watching in the theater, or were they just looking at their own screens?
But it brings up the question of how people will watch this movie. It might be even scarier if you were watching it on your own computer, right?
Well, that's fascinating. You've convinced me. All right, our movie number two here, Monkey Kingdom. We actually had Jane Goodall here in the studio earlier this week. This is her sort of she's kind of the producer.
She's
helper.
The Disney Nature Ambassador.
She
goes on site when these are being made, and she is the ambassador to the public about what these movies are about.
But the narrator here is Tina Fey.
What is that? It's furry. About the size of a langur. Do you speak monkey? Dude, what are you? It likes being groomed.
So this is a nature film.
It is, but I just have to say that these are so far and away better than like the Mutual of Omaha things you had to watch on Sunday afternoons as a kid.
You had to watch those.
Well,
maybe we should talk more about that.
What else is on TV? Nothing else is on TV. It's the early 80s. But these are so well done. There's a narrative thread. We see a real family of monkeys. We see things unfolding in a way where you get very attached to the characters. I just love this. I thought it was delightful.
There's actually a story here about a little girl monkey sort of making it in the real world.
Yes, she's making it. She's got a baby, and she's working her way up from the low caste system to the higher branches, if you will. Really great story.
All right, the bad, awful movie is Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. Two words to say about this, Rafer?
Not funny, but kind of sweet, just like the first one. It's really just a complete rehash from top to bottom of the very first movie. Right. I think if you like Kevin James.
It's not toxic. You know. There might be some laughs. And on the podcast, Kristen?
We have our extended Oscar Isaac interview. We played a little bit of him last week on air, and now we have the full one on the podcast.
Kristen Meinzer, Rafer Guzman, culture producer for The Takeaway, film critic for Newsday, co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, John.
You too, John.